65 years after an International Labor Organization convention on equal pay for men and women, the gender pay gap remains entrenched across all regions and most sectors. In Canada, women who work full-time all year round earn only 77% of what men earn for the same work, according to media reports. When Justin Trudeau, Prime Minister of Canada, was elected, he promised to push for pay equity to become a fundamental human right. Speaking at an interview-style discussion at the UN on equal pay, he drew big applause when he described himself as a feminist.
Until it is met with a shrug. Why does every time I say I'm a feminist, the Twitterverse explodes and news media pick it up? It shouldn't be something that creates a reaction. It simply is saying, I believe in the equality of men and women, and I believe that we still have an awful lot of work to do to get there.
Prime Minister Trudeau has also made the groundbreaking decision to give Canada its first gender-balanced cabinet. He recalled the uproar over his decision.
The fact is, in order to be able to name a gender-balanced cabinet, and it was really interesting, too, because in the newspapers leading up to the day of that announcement, I had made the commitment that it would be a gender-balanced cabinet, and there were all sorts of defense of merit-based appointments and, you're bringing in a quota and, you're not picking the best people for the job. And the fact of the matter is, men should be lucky I only made it a 50% woman cabinet, because it wouldn't be fair to go purely on merit-based, as we all know.
The Canadian Prime Minister said he had to deliberately go out, push and ask qualified women to step forward, to represent their communities and to get into politics. Meanwhile, Pumzile Mlambo-Nyuka, the UN Women Executive Director, says access to affordable child care across the world is important to bridging this often overlooked gap.
I think the other thing that is also important is to understand that this discrimination that women experience in the workplace, which pays them less, starts with the fact that the way our society is structured makes the possibility of women just to work more impossible. If you think, for instance, of childcare to begin with, because that thing called a baby happens everywhere in the world. We all know that little thing that we like called a baby. Someone has to look after it at home.
Closing the gender pay gap will reduce inequality in order to promote social justice and extend state support to working parents, UN Women believes. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.